Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved, and welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Prophetess Deborah Taylor. It is a blessing to be with you again today. Now, before I begin, I want to, first of all, apologize for us not being on this month. We've had some things to come up that have just prevented us from being on the air, physical challenges in the family and illness, and we want you to pray for us, amen, and Set Free Live, amen, that God would continue to bless and just keep us during this time. But I have a few minutes, and I wanted to get on this morning, amen, just to let you know that we are still here and excited about what God is doing. We thank God for Set Free Live, and we thank God for the radio broadcast, and we thank God for all of the listeners and those that have been listening to our broadcast, our archives area. And I just want to say thank you for being a part of this ministry. And we are asking you to pray for us, amen, that the Lord will just continue to make a way. Now, I want to just have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for another Lord's Day. We thank you for this opportunity that you've allowed us, Father, to come and just share in the Word of God. And I want you to bless your people, bless the listeners, bless all those that are listening, Father, that have listened and continue to listen to the broadcast. And feed us manna from heaven and just have your way. And we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, beloved, we have been doing a study on the book of Revelation, and we right now are on chapter 7 still. We have not completed that, but we're going to, on our next broadcast, which will be heard on Saturday at 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. If you're on the East Coast, that would be 7 a.m. Amen. We will pick up with that. But I have a few minutes, and I just want to ask you a quick question. Do you know, beloved, if your name is written in the book of life, do you know that it's there? Do you know that if the rapture would come right now, amen, you would go up to be with the Lord? That's a very important question. And believe it or not, beloved, there are those that cannot answer that question. And we talked about this last night in our Bible study. And I just said, you know, this morning, I said, you know what, that's a good question that we need to be able to answer that question. If you know that you're ready to go be with the Lord, amen, and you've accepted the Lord Jesus into your life, and you're living for him, you're committed to him, your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Glory to God. We don't want it to be said. We don't want the Lord to tell us, depart from me, for I never knew you. Beloved, know this, that there will be many, amen, that the Lord will say that to, because many are not ready to go and be with the Lord. But you can know that. You can have assurance, amen, that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And you can know, glory to God, that if you would go by way of the grave, amen, and at this moment, God forbid, but if something were to happen, amen, to me, I know that I'm ready to be with the Lord. I'm ready to go home and be with him. Glory to God. But we know that our time is not up. Glory to God. There's much work to be done. And the Bible says, work while it's day, for night is coming, and no man will be able to work. I want to share a scripture with you real quick out of St. John chapter 5, verse 28 and 29. It says, marvel not at this, for the hour is coming in the which all that are in the graves shall hear his voice and shall come forth. They that have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they that have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation. Now we know that those, amen, that are not ready when the Lord comes, glory to God, amen, will not make the rapture. Those that have died in their sins are waiting to be judged. and they will be judged one day at the great white throne judgment. They'll be judged for what they've done, the deeds that they've done. Their life will be replayed out. Glory to God. They'll see all of the missed opportunities that they had. Oh my God, it's going to be a dreadful day. Amen. But those, amen, of us that have lived right and that are living right, amen, those that have gone on to be with the Lord are waiting for that day when they will be resurrected. Glory to God. Amen. 1 Thessalonians 4:13-18 talks about, amen, the rapture of the church. Glory to God, that catching away, we will be caught up to meet him in the air. The dead in Christ will rise first. Amen. And we which are alive and remain will be caught up to meet him in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. That's going to be an exciting time for the saints of God. Glory to God. Beloved, I encourage you, if you do not know the Lord, amen, if you ran by this, amen, broadcast this morning and you don't know him, glory to God, you've not accepted the Lord Jesus, I, amen, encourage you to accept him into your life. Ask him to come in. Glory to God. Amen. Ask him to forgive you of all of your sins. And, amen, commit, amen, to Jesus Christ. You can know him. You can know him in the power of his resurrection and also the fellowship of his suffering. Glory be to God, because if we that will reign with Christ, we will suffer with him. But know this, God is with you, beloved. Amen. He's walking right with you. Glory to God. He stands ready now, amen, to meet you at the point of your need. Don't let it be said too late, beloved. Glory to God. He could come at any moment. There's nothing preventing the rapture of the church. Amen. And so we want to encourage you, glory to God, to get to know Jesus. Get to know him in a real way. Not just when you're in trouble. Don't just call on him when times are bad. Amen. But get to know him. Amen. Get a real relationship with the Lord. Your life will never be the same. And he will walk with you, talk with you. Glory to God. He'll make ways out of no ways. Because God, amen, is a faithful God. Now, we want to pray. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. And I'm asking you to continue to bless. Keep us in the center of your will, Father. If there are those listening and don't know you, I pray that they will make you Lord in their life. We thank you for all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Until our next broadcast, we want you to continue to listen. Pray for us, beloved. We're praying for you, and we pray God's best. In Jesus' name, amen.